I am being absolutely slandered online and in backroom, behind the scenes conversations, and I want to talk to you about it. It's very important to me to get this out. Please watch till the end. The actual most important bit really is on the end. I never say that, guys. That's not a gimmick. I want you to get the point. The point is not the slander against me. It's something else. So I've come out with video after video, this year in particular, exposing predators in the church. By and large, the cover-up culture, especially in the charismatic church, that supports and upholds or is at least culpably silent about these predators, they're not happy. Okay, they're not happy. They are doing the only thing they can do, because I've brought evidence and witnesses and testimony and tons of stuff to try to prove these things. I've vetted the stuff behind the scenes before the fact. This is why I'm not being sued by anybody right now. But the only thing they have left to do, the only thing they have left to do is just attack my character. Make sure that my name is mud, that I'm in the dirt, so that, and this is a reality, there are people I talk to on a regular basis who want to help me uncover cover-up culture, but who are afraid to go on my channel to do it, not because they're afraid to go public, but because they're afraid to be associated with Mike Winger now. That's right. Now, I sometimes will call people for whatever reason. I'll reach out to a ministry, a leader, and I sometimes don't even get a call back now. Now, that might seem arrogant to you. Like, I'm just saying I would always get a call back, and now I don't. And so that is a big shift, because behind the scenes, the things that are being said about me, they're not always, Mike was wrong, Mike lied. There are things like, well, Mike was out of order. Well, Mike didn't go to them Matthew 18, even though I've talked about this ad nauseum in my videos. I've done it over and over again, but they don't watch the videos. They counsel people, I wouldn't really watch that. He's a little off. I sense something in my spirit about him. There's something wrong with that guy. It's these kinds of like long distance assassinations that have no evidence. And they never come to me and do Matthew 18, even though they say they want me to do it to them. They never do it. They just gossip behind my back. Or they make videos. Patricia King made a video really hammering me, never using my name, but everybody knows what she's talking about. Hammering me, hammering, well, Todd White did this, did a bunch actually hammering me. And this kind of thing is going on over and over again. Now, here's a few things, three things, and this is three super important things. One, I don't personally care. I'm not hurt. I'm not upset. I'm not staying up at night. I am like, whatever. Anybody who's going to have a big impact in the world, and by God's grace, I want to try to do that, is going to have a lot of rumors and things like this. Jesus was lied about. I'm certainly not Jesus. He was far greater than me in every possible conceivable way. And he was slandered and lied about. Of course, I'm going to get stuff like that too. The second thing is this. I'm going to keep going, and I want you guys to just be aware of the people who are helping behind the scenes to push cover-up culture, to keep doing it and showing people. Basically, I want you to see this stuff and recognize that leader. It's not like I'm going to fly off the handle. I'm just going to recognize you will not call out the wolf in your midst when you have a ton of evidence about it, but you will call out the people calling him out. That's all I need to know. That's all I need to know. Because if you were just silent about everything, but no, behind the scenes, the whispers, the backbiting, my intuitions about Mike and this and that. Now, here's the reason, real reason why this video is going up. Here's why I could have made this video a long time ago. Me and my cat could have made this video a long time ago, but we didn't. We didn't talk about this. Here's the reason why. Because I just exposed Stephen Coco, the predator of Panama. We have 4.5 hours of video that I know many of you have not seen. I encourage you to watch even the first 5 minutes of it, but I have a better idea right now. And I'll tell you why, what it is, but first I gotta tell you why. The slander I get is not that big of a deal to me. I have a loud voice, and I have over 10 years of online ministry. People know me, people who actually care, who actually wanna look at my content, they know who I really am. And when they hear this stuff, if they care, it's easy for them to figure out that it's not true. They could watch the videos themselves, they could see the heart behind it, they could see the spirit behind it. The slander against me is not that big of a deal. It's against the victims, because when you slander the person who's standing for the victims, you are slandering the victims themselves. When you slander Mike Winger because he's helping to expose Steve Coco, which is happening right now, you slander the women who Coco was a predator to, who he targeted and groomed and abused. That's a big deal. That's a really big deal. And that slander is happening right now, like literally right now. It's happening in the quiet places. It's happening. Steve Coco's working with a network of different leaders in Panama, lying to them, trying to get them to rally together to defend him, which will be to slander and attack and victimize the women. It's all going to happen again. It's going to be ugly and icky. And these people are going to be told, I guarantee this, don't watch Mike Winger's video. Oh, Steve Coco repented of this stuff long ago, which is a complete lie, a complete lie. And we expose this in the video. But I'm not alone in this, okay? Maybe you think I'm off the rails on this stuff. Well, I'm not alone. Torben Sondergaard just dropped a video, his own personal experience with Steve Coco. Then the Minor Prophets just dropped a video, which is gonna be in the link down below. So I already shared Torben's video and I recommend you guys watch it. But the one I'm gonna highlight today, please watch, because this is where it comes to the slander. Watch the video where the Minor Prophets YouTube channel, they're not saying they're prophets, the Minor Prophets YouTube channel, John Mark Baker, he interviews Tim and Nick, two of the pastors, and they not only give you some details I never shared in our video, they also tell you the current, right now, real time, behind the scenes slander and lies and attacks against the women that are happening, because that's what cover-up culture does. In order to protect the leaders who are abusive, you have to continue abusing and wounding and hurting the victims. That's the nature of cover-up culture, and that's something we want to expose. So, please, right now, go down there into the comments. I'll pin it as the first comment. I'll put it in the video description. I'll share it in my community post on YouTube as well. Please watch that video with John Mark and Tim and Nick. They're going to talk about the current ongoing stuff. And may I remind you, Gary York, he's the guy behind the scenes who's doing this. Now he's lying and pretending like he wasn't really involved and he backed out. Channing Hess, still doing it. She's on Heidi Baker's board and she's on Coco's board. Yeah, I'm going to share more on that in the future. The people behind the scenes who are doing this, it's not a personal vendetta against you. I love the church, I love the body of Christ, and I love the people of God, and I think we can actually do something about this problem of cover-up culture that is especially bad in the charismatic movement. Yes, it's elsewhere. Yes, if I had all the time in the world and all the energy on the planet, I would do everything to everything. You know, I would fix every problem if I could, but I can target one, and I can make a difference here, and you can too. Be aware, don't be intimidated. Don't care if you get slandered for standing for the truth.